This podcast is unofficial and is in no way affiliated with Big Brother, Channel 4 or Endemol. So, what's been going on in the house? I'm very happy that Victor and Michelle have finally entered the house as actual housemates. That's awesome. I'm happy they are because I've enjoyed watching them in the bedsit. I think I'm going to kind of miss that because they were kind of like Statler and Waldorf from The Muppets when they were in the house, like commentating on what was going on and all this kind of stuff. I thought it was quite funny how Nick and Victor has I think that they're joining forces. They are actually formally joining forces now, which is quite funny. I can't wait for someone to come up with a stupid Jedward name or Subo kind of name. I've got a feeling it's going to be something along the words of Nicta or Nasty Vic. That doesn't really work. It sounds like a horrible chest thing, like an ointment. But anyway, that should be quite fun to look forward to what that's going to happen with that. But I noticed they were pretty much obviously talking about nominations. It's quite funny. I think Victor's very excited about this whole thing. I think Nick is going to try and distance himself around a little bit, maybe. I don't know. What a look like his biographer. Anyway, also they had the head task where they all had these massive papier-mâché heads where they wanted to try and leave them on for an hour or whoever took it off close for an hour wins. They didn't seem to win anything for that. I don't know. It was weird how Ulrika Johnson didn't wear one, but apparently because she has claustrophobia and all this kind of stuff. So not only is she scared of clowns, she's also claustrophobic and has a neck that looks like a vagina. Yeah, it's all tick, tick, tick for her, isn't it, in the boxes of eligibility. There's nothing else really going on with it, really. I mean, I think it's funny how the Chantel and Preston thing's panning out. Preston being all like, oh, you know, I might go on these speed dating sites and this kind of stuff. It's like, well, you have got a girlfriend, well, at least he thinks. I don't know. It's just a bit strange, this whole situation. I don't remember him being quite as boring as that before, but, you know, that's the way these things always happen. And I so think Brian's going to win. I thought this yesterday anyway, but I really think he's going to win because I think even, like, Ladbrokes or Paddy Power or whatever they are, they're like, oh, yeah, so Brian's odds on to win. It's not surprising, really, because he's awesome. Yeah. And also, Chantel's number two, which is pretty good, and Nikki's number three. I hope she... Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Sorry, the nominations are out, aren't they? Like a fool. I think it's Nikki, Nasty Nick, which is kind of weird. Apparently, he got four nominations. They got the most votes, which is kind of weird because, you know, he's not really done anything bad. I think they just don't trust him from Big Brother 1. Anyway, there's also... this is from memory, by the way. I can't remember who's... Nikki, Nick, Mikosi, Chantel, and two other people. It might be Preston or Ulrika. I know Ulrika's one, but somebody else. I don't know. I think it might be Preston. No, I don't know. You know, you don't really come to me for website details. I mean, I'm pretty sure that once you're browsing around for Big Brother websites, you don't come to mine first. You go to someone like TotalBigBrother.com or someone like that, or Digital Spy. Coincidentally, if you go to my Twitter account, UBB Podcast, it's just links for TotalBigBrother.com and Digital Spy. You know, it's best to keep them all in the same place for the awesome websites. I've been waffling on way too long now. This, just as a reminder, just so you know, this podcast is unofficial and is in no way affiliated with Big Brother, Channel 4, or Endemol.